This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
So most of the talk about Citizens United by far has been about how it lets corporations spend what they want on politics. But the ruling also gave unions a big boost, their ground game, door-to-door canvassing in particular. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Ganzer spent an evening with some union canvassers in Virginia.
Katie Gregg walks purposefully along a busy road in Loudoun County, Virginia. She's armed with an iPad. On it, a map with dots marking the 100 doors she's supposed to knock on tonight. She's a vote canvasser. And although the Citizens United ruling allows her to stop at any house she wants to, Gregg uses carefully compiled voter lists to find sympathetic ears.
So this is our first house.
Nobody's home. Gregg trudges on. She started canvassing just over a year ago for the nonprofit group Working America, which is affiliated with the AFL-CIO. Gregg figures she's knocked on roughly 10,000 doors in that time and gone through four pairs of shoes. As she raises a hand to knock on her eighth door of the night, she tries to imagine what it would be like if she could only talk to union members.
So this is the first union house that we've knocked on of all those houses. I would not have been able to talk to any of those other people.
Before Citizens United, union canvassers could knock on maybe one in 10 doors. For years, unions have relied on canvassers to remind their members to get out and vote. Under Citizens United, they can now broaden their efforts considerably. Unions say their ground troops will now be a much more potent force. And Katie Gregg says they can counteract some of the negative ads run by the super PACs.
A lot of those commercials are 30 seconds long. So even if I spend 2 minutes at a door with someone, that's four times the information that they would have been getting before. And so it sends a really strong message.
Michael Post got the message loud and clear when Gregg knocked on his door. He's going to vote for Mitt Romney for president, but he's undecided in Virginia's neck-and-neck Senate race, which Gregg is also canvassing for. I asked Post which he liked better, face-to-face discussions like the one he had with Katie Gregg or TV ads.
Probably having somebody come right to the door, because then if I have questions I can ask them, you can't ask the TV.
Katie Gregg gives Post one of her flyers. He says he'll look it over. Then she's off to yet another house. The AFL-CIO says it'll have 400,000 staff and volunteer door knockers spread across the country by Election Day, almost twice as many as in 08. Michael Podhorser is one of the generals commanding the cavalcade of canvassers. He's the AFL's political director. He says the extra boots on the ground helped President Obama build up an early lead in some key states like Ohio.
And part of that is coming from the fact that we can talk to not just union members, but to all blue-collar voters.
So the Citizens United ruling has a silver lining for unions, but
I think it's probably a fairly thin silver lining.
Charlotte Garden teaches labor and constitutional law at Seattle University. She says labor's sliver of silver could be overwhelmed by the heaps of super PAC gold the Citizens United ruling unleashed.
So far, we're seeing corporate donations to candidates at a 15-to-1 advantage over labor's donation to candidates.
Labor is plowing what donations it does get into its ground game. The AFL-CIO has created its own super PAC to fund its canvassing, and it's raised more than $7 million so far. Garden says this election is so close that the unions could help tip the balance with their ground troops if they can target precisely the right undecided voters in the most important swing states. But reaching the undecideds is tricky and will take a lot of shoe leather.
Hi.
Hello.
My name's Katie. I'm out with Working America. I'm looking for Marco.
Which is why Katie Gregg is getting ready to buy a fifth new pair of shoes as she works up to knocking on her 11,000th door. In Loudoun County, Virginia, I'm Nancy Marshall-Ganzer for Marketplace.